Continuing on with row 8, starting 24th, Indy 500 rookie and last year's IndyNex by Firestone champion, driver the number 33 at Carpenter Racing Chevrolet is Christian Rasmussen. And to his right, starting 23rd, returning for his second Indy 500, driver the number 41, Goodheart Vet, Prey.com Chevrolet for AJ Foyt Racing, it's Stingray Rob. And also joined, starting 22nd from Argentina, hello. He ran as high as third in his first Indianapolis 500. Driver the number 78, Uncles Hollinger Racing Chevrolet is Augustine Canapino. We'll start with Christian and ask you how your week was going. He said, I'm just kind of chilling, huh? So.
Yeah, no, it's been a good week. Pretty, you know, slow from what we've been used to, driving all the time. So it's been nice having a few days off. As you can see, I've gotten very sunburned, so been enjoying it maybe a little too much. But I'm excited to get back into it and get back to practicing for the last practice on carb day and then get into the race.
And Stingray, for you, obviously 2 hours tomorrow, crucial to help dial in the car for Sunday?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but we don't have enough track time right now. I have no idea what kind of a race car we have, so... I'm hoping that with the lessons we learned on Monday and the lessons that we're going to learn tomorrow, because there's no rain, despite what others may think tomorrow, we're going to be good. Yeah. I think we're going to be in a good spot. I think the car's got a lot of natural speed in it. So I'm interested to see what it kind of shakes out to be, just because it's so competitive this year. And so even a little advantage is not going to be the difference maker. I mean, it's so tight. It's everyone is here because they deserve to be here, mm-hmm. Which makes it fun. It's going to be a fun race.
Augustine, you had a sniff towards the front last year in your first Indy 500. What do you expect to happen? How is it going to play out on Sunday for you?
Hello, everybody. Good morning. A biggest expectation, honestly. Our car is running fast. Unfortunately, we had that problem on the last outing on the qualifying when we were in a really good situation to be in the top 12. But anyway, I think the car is fast. We need to improve our race pace a little bit. The funny part, we are the most rookie row, just behind the more experienced row in front of us, so it's fun that part. I think the start of the race will be fun, and we'll see. It's a long race. The important thing for me is try to maximize our potential for the race.
All right, questions for row 8. Again, questions in person, and we'll try to take some off of Zoom here as well. Let's go ahead and begin, Jack, in the front row. Thank you.
Hello, Canapino. Como es la segunda carrera en Indianapolis después de no ser más rookie, mas agora ser mucho más experiente?
I have to speak in Spanish or in English?
Either way, what do you prefer?
I can't speak in Portuguese, sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
Try it anyway.
You can go in English.
No, the difference is big, honestly, between 1 year and another. Especially for me, coming for a touring cars series, the difference is mega. This year I am starting to feel much better. I learned a lot the previous year about the cars, the tires, the brakes, the tracks. So everything is totally new for me. And I think the team is growing a lot. We are improving a lot this year with the team. We are a small team, but with a big expectation. So I'm really happy with our progress. We need more luck, we need more execution. We have the pace to be in top 15, top 10 every time, but we need more execution in my side, like a driver and like a team. But it's a still work in progress. The good thing is we are showing a good pace and every time is better.
Okay, and Sting, just a last question for you guys. Considering your faith, how to manage the anxious in the faith in the same moment when you start the race?
Yeah, I think the faith has been a big part of how I handle the highs and lows of racing. I think we're all very aware that there are many highs and many lows in racing. And so having that foundation of a faith to lean on has allowed me to kind of find my identity in something other than the results, because it's very easy in a competitive sport with my competitive nature to kind of get sucked into the number that's on the screen. And so having my personal identity tied to something that's firmer and also much more far-reaching, and it adds purpose to what I'm doing on the track just as much as I am away from the track.
Go ahead.
Agustín, acá. ¿Nos podrías contar un poco la diferencia en la experiencia que ha sido de tu año de novato ahora con este auto que parece que promete mucho más para la carrera? ¿Cómo tú ves la diferencia dentro del equipo y cómo tú preparas esto para la carrera?
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Honestly, it's the similar answer because it's impossible to describe. The first time when you are in this place, it's wow, what I am doing here, because it's so fast, it's so tricky. But after some runnings, after the days, you, at least for me, I'm starting to enjoy the situation because it's incredible. It's really fun. It's really impressive because you have to work in every little detail. You have plenty set of tires to work, so you have a lot of tools to try to go faster and faster and faster. And every little detail in your driver, in your setup, is really important here. And it's all about the confidence with the car, with the track. You have to pay attention on the weather conditions. So it's fantastic. I love it. I love it, this place. And of course, the difference is impossible to describe because I have to talk hours and hours. And in English, it's difficult for me. So I prefer to say only it's a big difference. But I'm starting to enjoy this year about this place.
And Christian, it's kind of a little tricky to see images of you against another drivers racing in the practice. How is your experience as a rookie that already have a lot of focus on you and all this kind of racing lines and everyone talking about the kind of way you are driving on the track?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me that they're talking about it. I think for me, practice has been all about getting comfortable and figuring out what you can get away with and what's over the line and, you know, stuff like that. So I think we learned a lot during practices on, you know, maybe where the line is and maybe what's over the line and stuff like that. So I think, but then again, I think that's what practice is all about. So I think we made great experiences with that. And I think that's just going to set me up stronger for the race.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Christian, we all know your story about your struggles last year, financially particularly. Could you picture being here today? I mean, in the middle of the season last year, do you think this was possible?
There was definitely points last year where it seemed pretty, pretty far away. Again, I tried to, at least last year, I tried to not think too much about it and just focus on the job at hand, which was basically winning the next race, you know. And that was kind of what last year was all about. And we pushed through and we got through and won the championship, which ultimately got me here. So I'm very fortunate to have had great people around me that has been able to fill those budgets up last year, especially where that was a big struggle. And I basically owe everything to them.
And then Stingray, talk a little bit about, you know, being a rookie here and just absorbing all the stuff that's going on. Has it been overwhelming at times? Because I mean, there's 18 million little pieces of promotional things that happens for this race. I don't think everybody realizes how much stuff you have to do to get ready for the 500.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have a lot more experience now compared to last year this time. I think last year I overbooked myself in many situations, on the track, off the track. I can kind of relate to Christian about where, you know, finding out in practice where to cross the line and when not to. Because if you don't do that in practice, you do it in the race, it doesn't end well, as I found out last year. So I have a lot more confidence going into the season just with my expectations changing. And kind of like talking about the 18 million things that you mentioned, is there's more to it than just saying yes to everything here. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities to say yes to, but I think the no's are just as important during the month of May. So for me, it's been a good month so far in the sense of just like how to manage my time better, how to set my expectations on each day, how to manage each day. Because you can really get caught up in the wrong things too early on in the race, or in the month rather, and then hurt yourself for the race. And so our focus has been in the right spot this season, I think, with the team and myself.
And then Augustin, as like Stingray's second year here, What have you learned about saying no and saying yes, and which opportunities you need to focus on off the track?
Yeah, so I think it's a big change, but of course, it's difficult to explain. Again, I had the same answer. So because it's a lot amount of things were new for me in the last year, because I never run in an open wheel and I never run in an oval, so everything is completely different. And the good thing is the team improvement, I think. Because if you look at our pace this year, and especially on Saturday and Fast Friday, the before Monday, so the car is running really fast this year, and at the end of the day, our race car racing. So it's very important to have a quick race car. So I'm happy with my progression, and of course with the progression of the team. And again, we need to improve our execution to achieve a better results.
As the only Argentinian in the race, do you feel an extra pressure that you're representing a whole country by yourself?
I feel it, of course, especially with Argentinians. Wants to win everything in every sport, so it's not easy with Argentinian fans. But so we are like this, so I'm very happy to be here. Honestly, the Argentinians haven't too much opportunities to race this race. So for me, it's a big honor. I am very proud of that. So I am going to do my best.
Let's take one or two off Zoom. Franco Mesa from Pit Lane Motor. Go ahead, Franco.
Hello, everyone. Question for Agustín in Spanish. Agustín, muchos pilotos hablan de la experiencia como algo clave para comprender cómo se desarrolla esta carrera. Hiciste mención a la experiencia justamente, y en torno a eso, ¿cómo se ajustan las expectativas para esta carrera, entendiendo que el equipo llega mejor, que vos llegas mejor? ¿Cómo se ajustan justamente las expectativas?
¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? Buen día. Las expectativas son acorde a lo que venimos mostrando. O sea, no espero poder simplemente terminar la carrera como era el año pasado. Quiero lograr ver la bandera cuadros en el mejor lugar posible. Bueno, lo pudieron ver el sábado. Estábamos volando esa última salida y lamentablemente pasó lo que pasó, no lo pude concretar. Fuimos octavos el Fast Friday, cuarto el lunes. El auto está rápido, lo que tenemos que lograr ahora es ejecutarlo. Yo como piloto no cometer errores, el equipo llevar a cabo toda la ejecución bien y nos podemos solucionar. Estoy acá para andar lo más rápido que puedo y salir lo más adelante que puedo. No pienso en ganar, por supuesto, pero ¿por qué no ver la bandera cuadros en un buen lugar? Por poner un resultado, puedo poner un top 15 porque lo veo posible y para mí sería un gran logro. Así que lo vamos a intentar y si es más adelante, mucho mejor.
Y una más, el equipo mencionó o hizo referencia al mensaje que había dado Lionel Messi en el Mundial de Qatar en torno a la frase famosa de que la gente confíe porque el grupo no los va a defraudar. Sí. En torno a eso, ¿cuál sería tu mensaje para los fans argentinos y cómo se afronta la carrera sabiendo que hubo un fallo de ese tipo en la carrera, en la clasificación, perdón? ¿Eso repercute? ¿Se piensa de vez en cuando que puede llegar a suceder algo similar durante la carrera o se olvida y se pasa adelante?
Bueno, es bastante diferente porque Messi juega mucho mejor al fútbol de lo que yo manejo auto de carrera, así que no tenemos comparación, pero por supuesto que lo vamos a intentar y nada, lo que pasó, hay que mirar para adelante. Obviamente que duele porque no es lo mismo largar 22 que haber peleado el Fast 12, es para nada lo mismo, pero bueno, son carreras, a veces esas cosas pasan. Vengo con un poco mala suerte en la carrera de IndyGP, largábamos 15, rompí el aerón en la primera vuelta, habíamos sido segundo en las prácticas, o sea, estamos mostrando potencial, pero no se nos alinean los planetas, hay que seguir trabajando duro para que cuando se alineen venga el resultado que estamos buscando.
Gracias, Agustín. Thanks.
Okay, Franco, we'll take one more off Zoom. Archie O'Reilly, Diabon Motorsports. Go ahead, Archie.
Thanks, Dave. First of all, for Christian, I know when your run was waved off in qualifying that second run, there was a bit of confusion. Have you kind of had any explanation for why that was?
I don't think there was any confusion on the second run. There was just the... There was an issue during the run, which was out of my control, unfortunately. But no confusion. I think we had the pace to be higher up than where we ended up. But no confusion. Just an issue out of our control.
And for Augustine, how have you felt things have gone for you early this season? Do you feel you're in a better place, you know, now that you've been to some of the tracks and you know all of the tracks this year?
Yeah, definitely. We are in a much better situation than the last year. In both case, in my case and the team case, and I think we are showing the pace. But again, we need to improve our execution. It's still in progress, but I think we are in a really good situation to try to achieve more top tens, try to achieve better results. I think we can do it. I am with a big confidence about that.
And for Stingray, I guess, what differences have you noticed this year now with Foyt, and what has it been like working with the team there?
Yeah, it's been very good. I'm very happy to be with AJ Foyt Racing, just for one sake of just being local. I think that there's a lot of advantages to being close to the track on a month of May. There's a lot of things that can be done at the shop that get carried over to the racetrack, and a lot of prep work that can be done back at the shop and get brought to the racetrack as well. So there's a lot of good experience there this year. The car has much more natural pace than I had last season here. Obviously, last season I had a lot more drama than I wanted starting on the last row. It's pretty stressful as a rookie. It's not something that I would recommend to anyone. Hopefully, that's my last time I have to do that shootout there. But, you know, this year being solidly in the field, even though it wasn't a spot I wasn't super happy with, I think that we could have been a lot further up just without the issues that we had during the day. But the team's done a good job. We're working on collecting the data as much as we can to get the race car ready for us. But we should be good come race day.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck. Thank you, Dave.